I have to confess that I have never used Uber. In fact, to be completely honest, I still haven't managed to download even one single app on my smartphone. I use my smartphone to make phone calls. But it has been interesting to reflect on today's gospel in the context of the unfolding hoo-ha over the withdrawal of Uber's license. On the one hand, one can't help but notice the contrast between Uber and the landowner in their approaches to paying their workers. The Uber driver is paid for the work they do. The workers in the vineyard receive a living wage irrespective of how many hours they have been working or the quantity of grapes picked. But on the other hand, in the matter of background checks on workers, Uber and the owner of the vineyard appear to have much more in common. The alleged inadequacy of the background checks on Uber drivers seems a lot closer to the landowner in the gospel, who is prepared to offer a job to anyone he finds loafing in the marketplace. These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. In some ways, this is quite a hard gospel. Read it, and try to imagine that you are one of the workers hired first thing in the morning. Imagine the back-breaking labor in the growing heat of the day. Imagine the fierceness of the noonday sun. Imagine the closeness of the mid-afternoon heat. Imagine your feelings as those who started work last are paid first. Imagine your rising hopes as you see them paid a full day's wage. Surely you can expect a little more. Surely you can expect a bonus, considering how much more you have worked. And imagine your rising rage when you are handed your payment, the same as the latecomers, sufficient to keep body and soul together for one more day. Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last, the same as I give to you. It's a hard gospel, perhaps, for those of us who are regular churchgoers, and especially for those of us who have been regular churchgoers for many years. It's a hard gospel because those of us who have been coming to church regularly for many years probably identify most readily with those workers who are hired first thing in the morning. But how certain really are we that we are the ones who have borne the heat of the day? Which of us are the 11th hour workers, and which of us have been labouring all day? And which of us were hired early in the morning, but seem to have spent rather a lot of time idling at the taxi rank with a mug of tea and a standard, which is roughly the category I think I fall into?